In South Australia, an infestation of Russian wheat aphids is triggering debate over the use of genetically modified crops. GM crops are banned in South Australia, but the Australian grains industry is promoting a pest-resistant strain of genetically modified wheat as a way to counter the infestation, as Tim Jeans reports.
The discovery of the Russian wheat aphid in South Australia's Taree region last month sent shudders of concern through Australia's grain industry. It's since spread across other South Australian grain-growing regions and into Victoria. If left untreated, it can cause damage of up to 75%. Unlike many, biodynamic farmer Philip Dunn from Taree is sanguine, confident that natural predator insects will take care of the problem.
It's a bit of an unknown. We can't spray, so there's no other option. We're pretty busy and whatever happens, happens. I can't worry about it, so we'll just play by ear.
But not everyone's so confident natural bugs will be the answer, with hopes GM technology may be able to provide answers.
There's certainly the capacity, and in fact there is international research going on to develop new aphid-resistant GM wheat varieties and other crops. That's why innovation in agriculture is so crucial.
That's the Chief Executive of CropLife Australia, Matthew Cossey, representing Australia's peak body of the agricultural, chemical and biotechnology sectors. South Australia and Tasmania have banned the use of GM crops until at least 2019. Proponents of GM technology say that's hindering national research projects as it makes research dollars less likely, with investors put off by the prospect of developing products that can't be used across the country. Mr. Cossey says the South Australian approach is bad public policy.
States like South Australia should get rid of these antiquated moratoria that serve no purpose except to make farming harder.
Could this be done with non-GM techniques?
Well, we advocate that research should go on in all spaces from the plant science industry, but GM research and GM crops still provide some of the greatest breakthroughs. The technology is 30 years proven. It is the safest plant breeding that has ever been done in human history. GM crops are, in fact, the most tested food technology in human history altogether. And it is the science that really holds some very, very important breakthroughs for farming into the future.
Not so, says the executive director of the group Gene Ethics, Bob Phelps. He says wheat varieties have proven notoriously difficult to develop using GM technology, and the state should keep its moratorium.
The new genetic manipulation technologies known as gene editing pose the same kinds of hazards, at least, as the old cut and paste techniques to the environment, to public health.
But go to any supermarket in America, for example, and there's a fair chance that you buy your canola, corn, soybean products, you will be buying a GM product. Surely if these health risks that you say are real, they would have been banned.
We're not saying that anybody's going to die tomorrow from these things, but, for instance, the recent revelations about the most used herbicide in the world, glyphosate, that it's a probable human carcinogen, these things should concern us, and the same with the slow burn impacts of genetic manipulation.
That's Bob Phelps from the group Gene Ethics, ending that report from Tim Jeans.